Kensington Market. Tom's Place is Toronto's best dressed secret.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
You're listening to the Peter Sherman Show on News Talk 1010 CFRB. To talk to Peter, call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB or star talk on your cell.
536 News Talk 1010 CFRB. We're talking about what can Canadians talk about that's even that. Other than talking, what do Canadians do best? They drink beer.
Beer, hockey, all of those things. It's part of our Canadian life.
Well, we don't have hockey, so we're going to have to drink more beer. We're going to do a little bit of a tasting here of some of these microbreweries. We're going to get some beer aficionados in here to help us. I think Connie Sinclair might take a little thimbleful, and I think Dino might come in from the control room and take it. No, you're not going to do that. And Donnie might want, he's ready to come in. We're not going to get drunk here on the air.
No.
So before management calls, we're just going to sample some of these things. Because what we're talking about here primarily, Steve Kutch would come in and help us, I'm sure, if we were in the area. However, what I want to focus on for a second, because we're looking at beer, a selection of beers, some of which you may never have heard of. And the reason is these are craft breweries that produce these. What's a craft brewery, Ken?
Craft brewer is a small company, usually owned by some people who live in cities spread out all over Ontario. And we make, authentic recipes. We've worked on them for a long time. We're really proud of our beer, and we're just trying to get it out in the market
Did you all start by doing it on your own for yourself?
I think some of us started off as like home brewers. Let's taste this. Let's try that. We went out. We tried the import beers. We tried all the beers in the pubs and the beer stores. And the LCBOs and said, I think I can do something better.
And then the word gets out.
The word gets out, and we're winning gold medals internationally and locally. And,
are you making a buck?
My company's not, no, but we're looking a little better.
I don't mean it that way. I mean, are the craft brewers coming on?
I think the market's a lot better for us. There's a lot more perception. So if we can start growing our market share and get some more awareness, we'll start to be able to approach the break-even.
Okay. We have some people here who want to talk to you and ask you some questions, and we have a couple of lines open, so I'll give the numbers. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255. And while I'm taking these calls and we start answering them, why don't you'll hear these caps coming off, folks. No, that's champagne. Why don't you take those off? There goes one. And we're going to get some people to just test and taste the difference and tell us what they think. And I think we have some willing participants, myself included. Let's go to the phones. Pat in Concord on News Talk 1010.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How
Hi
are
there.
You?
Good.
Great.
We're
going to
be better in a minute.
Okay. I wish I was there.
Uh-huh.
I was calling about a brewery called Mill Street Brewery, and I recently had a couple of good tastes of some of their brand. And a couple of questions was, I was wondering if you knew anything about them, and the other thing was, I heard a commercial last week where a number of microbreweries were named in a commercial on the radio, and it was mentioned that they were all going to be sold out, or they were all being sold out of Brewers Retail, but I can't find them out of Brewers Retail. I've only been able to find them out of select LCBOs.
Okay, I'll respond to that question. Mill Street operates out of the Distillery District here in Toronto. They make some really wonderful beer.
Yeah.
Right now, they are available only in the LCBO, but they will be going into the beer store with their product fairly soon, so you'll be able to find them in there.
Mm-hmm.
The radio ads that you have heard are from the Ontario Craft Brewers. I'm a member of that organization, and there's a really good website, which is ontariocraftbrewers.ca. And I recommend you go out there and have a look at it because, once again, it's all of us, 25 members who have gotten together. We're spread out all the way across Ontario. We're great tour destinations. You can go there, meet the brewer, see the places where the beer gets made, talk to the people behind the company, and sort of just find out, that there are some nice people behind all these good beers
out there.
I'm
looking at the Mill Street cap right here on a nice piece of paper that shows me all of these craft brewers who are members of the association.
Well, I got a taste of a beer called sparkling beer that they put out, and it's about 4.7 alcohol, and it was tasty. It went down real easy.
Okay. It's the sparkling ale. They do a fantastic job on that.
Pat, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right, we've got some beer out here. Connie Sinclair, you're a beer aficionado. Come on in here because we only have a few microphones. What we're drinking now is Steam Whistle?
That's correct.
Okay, we're making this like it's a wine tasting so we can get away with it. All right, let's try this. Steam Whistle. Yeah, I could drink that. That's nice.
Very
beer.
Drinkable.
You like that, Connie?
Yes. Yeah, no, I do like Steam Whistle.
One little hint when you're tasting beers, Peter, is it's always good to start with a lighter beer, like a Pilsner.
Which this one is, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, and then move through the range of to the darker beers. It's very much like when you're tasting wines. You start with a white wine and move through into the red.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Let's try one more. You've got some other ones
okay,
out here.
Okay, I've cracked open my...
You're going to have to make... This is not television, so we're describing yes. what we're doing. Right. And what's happening here is Ken is cracking open these bottles, and we're putting them in little cups so that Connie and I, being beer aficionados that we are, can try them and comment. Which one are we trying now?
This is my pale ale. It's a hoppy beer with a pretty good balance between the malt as well as the
Your
hop.
Pale ale. That means yeah. it's black oak.
Black oak pale
okay,
ale.
Okay, let's
yes.
try that.
Excellent.
Very
oh, I
different.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
It's a bit sharper. It really stands out.
It's got a what's that underlying flavor that I'm getting?
The hops.
The hops.
Ah.
And hops are a very important part of beer.
Okay.
And that's what you didn't taste with the Pilsner.
I didn't taste that at all.
Exactly.
Okay, so that hoppiness, which, and I've tasted that before in other beers, but yep. obviously that's something that you're highlighting.
Yep.
And the hops will define this India Pale Ale.
Okay. Yep. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 if you have questions on beer, and we'll take those in a moment. And while we're moving off to the telephone calls, I'm going to ask you to open another one of these beers so we can get a further comparison. And Ellen, you had a comment.
While he's doing that, the flavor that comes through with the Pilsner, the lager, is more of the malt. So that's the predominant flavor, which is a very smooth taste.
Okay. So, and you yeah. know what? In a couple of minutes, I also want to get into what's done with beer besides drinking it. Let's take a call from Maria now in Port Hope.
Hi.
Hi. You're on News Talk 1010.
Thank you so much. I want to say that my husband and I never went to university, so we never learned to drink beer.
Well, that's a prerequisite, isn't it?
I would think so. However, I would tell you that when we have an open house and some people don't finish their bottles of beer, it's the most wonderful, wonderful hair rinse.
Well,
have you heard that before?
Yeah, well, actually, I have heard that, but yes. I was going to get into that subject. So, Alan, tell us, why is that?
I don't know what the secret is, but I've heard that as well. It's also, whether this is an old wives' tale, very good at killing slugs in the garden.
Oh.
Because the bugs are attracted to it. They get drunk and keel over.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I'll try that, too, but it's wonderful for one's hair.
Well, good to know. Just
and
another
happy,
great use for this.
Happy Victoria Day.
And you, too. I hope we enjoy the fireworks tonight.
Thank you
for the call, Maria. 872-1010, star 8255, 1-800-561-CFRB. Okay, what are we trying now?
Right now, we're trying a beer from a company called Cool Brewing.
Cool Brewing.
They're located up in Brampton, and it is a light lager, but it's got a lot of good flavor. I know all the people who work in the brewery very well, and an advantage of owning a brewery is we can go around and trade beer with each other. So that's always something that's near and dear to my heart.
Boy, it sounds like quite a fraternity.
Oh, yes, it is.
All right. Let's Connie
okay,
and
so
I were
the
samplers.
This is the
samplers.
Cool beer? Is cool. That
that's correct, yeah.
All right, let's try this. Mm-mm. I like that. I like that a lot. That's another one.
Lighter to me. Is that?
Yes,
it's lighter, but it still has that undertaste of the hops that you were talking about.
Yeah, just a little bit in there. Plus, there's also just a nice malt character to it too, as well.
And tell me something. Are all of these microbrews, because that's what they are,
yes.
Are they all available to everybody to buy?
Most of us are located in the beer store and the LCBOs. Some of us don't have Ontario-wide distribution. Myself, I'm pretty small. Some brewers have their beer only available at the retail store on site.
I got to tell you, I have a little secret to admit here. I'm busy trying these beers, and I've been to wine tastings and I've been to Scotch tastings. And what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to sip them, right, Connie?
Yes.
You sip them and you say this tastes like that and it tastes like. And I'm sipping them and let's sip them a little bit more because they're really pretty good.
There is a procedure actually, Peter. If we had the proper glasses, you would. Take the glass and you would pass it under your nose so you get the aroma.
Kind of like wine tasting.
Exactly.
You roll it around.
And then you take the first sip and you hold that sip in your mouth and you let your taste buds react to that taste while you hold it in your mouth and then you swallow it. And
like I just did.
Yeah, you did.
Wonderful. Okay, 416-872-1010. I see there's some people who have some questions, and we'll get to them in a moment. However, first, we will go to the CFRB All-Day Traffic Center and hear from Amy Silva.
Still not a bad drive if you are in town. 401 moving well both ways across the city. DVP 404. Kiwi Gardner combo all running accident-free. Taking a check of that drive home from the cottage. A very slow drive on all the major routes. Delay southbound 400 extension past Perry Sound at the Moon River Bridge. That's down to one single lane. Traffic moving very slow through that spot. Also slow southbound Highway 11 south of 118. That's due to a disabled tractor trailer. Has the right lane blocked. That's slow all the way up through Gravenhurst. Slows again through Orillia and again at the 400 junction. Southbound 400 extension. That's backing up north of Barry to southbound 400. Also slow through Highways 88 and Highway 9. Much earlier problems still slowing things down. And southbound 35 out of Minden to Norland, we have a new set of traffic lights backing traffic up. It's basically stop and go. Once you get out of that stretch, traffic then eases. CFRB Cottage Country traffic for the Absorbin Junior Pain Relieving Patch. I'm Amy Silva with CFRB Traffic.
This is your News Talk radio station.
Listen to Jim Richards weeknights 8 till 11.
On News Talk 1010, CFRB.
When is a sale really a sale? Well, when you've been doing business at the same location since a blacksmith worked next door, and for the first time in all those years you put a selection of Oriental carpets on sale for 50% off, that's a sale. It's the first ever inventory clearance at Turco Persian, 452 Richmond Street East. Hundreds of fine Orientals at 50% off and plenty of free parking. Turco Persian, unbeatable since 1906.
At Walking on a Cloud, you always get more. More brand name footwear, more sizes, more widths, and now more locations. Walking on a Cloud has two new stores in the Erin Mills Town Center, Mississauga, and in the Georgetown Marketplace, Georgetown. Both ready to help you slip your feet into the most comfortable shoes you'll ever own. So drop by today and experience the Walking on a Cloud difference. 16 locations, including two new ones, in the Erin Mills Town Center, Mississauga, and the Georgetown Marketplace, Georgetown.
Consider this your personal downtown Acura invitation to test drive the incomparable Acura MDX. Heated power front seats and the 8-speaker Bose sound system guarantees your luxurious ride. And the unique MDX 4-wheel drive system ensures your safety. At more affordable lease rates than ever.